The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Talk radio. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the 15th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, family, courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hanging out. Enjoying the weather.
Enjoying the weather.
The heat.
The heat. Hey, this is a very, 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 very busy week for us. So we're going to compress the 2 hours into 15 minutes. So we're going to talk fast. What's the weather look like?
Good morning, everybody. Looks like a sunny day with a high of 88. Overnight lows of 63. And by the way, happy Monday, everybody.
Happy
Again,
Mother's
it's rodeo
day.
Week. Mother's Day yesterday was beautiful. And, you know, I think it's mothers are amazing because they give birth to life. Tuesday, sunny with a high of 93, overnight lows of 64. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 95. Wednesday night, 64. Thursday calls for sunny with 93. Friday, 93. This is all rodeo week. Saturday will be 93 as well. And Sunday, when it's the last cowboy goes home, sunny and hot with a high near 97. So we have like middle 90s throughout the week. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
And we're going to be giving away rodeo tickets, so keep your phone next to you. And on the phone is Anne Marie. Good morning. Hello, Anne Marie.
Good morning, Anne Marie.
Okay, I'm sorry we've had to bounce you around, but it's been a crazy couple of weeks. It should be kind of settled down after this week, but thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me again this week.
Okay, so what's happening?
Well, as we begin our calendar this week, I really want to give a shout out for this week being Armed Forces Week. And that will conclude on May 20th with Armed Forces Day. It's also National Police Week. And today is Peace Officers Memorial Day. So some important dates to remember.
Cool.
Now, as you all recall, last Monday morning, the cast of Annie Jr. was live in the studio. And they did an awesome performance for our listening audience. So I really wanted to start the calendar this week by giving the information for Annie Jr. because that's going to run May 18th through May 21st. So this week. Stellar
okay.
Charter School has partnered with the Riverfront Playhouse to bring you the classic story of Little Orphan Annie. Performances will run May 18th, 19th, and 20th at 7 p.m. and May 21st at 2 p.m. Tickets are available online at the Riverfront Playhouse website. Tickets for all evening performances are $20 and matinee is $15. For more information, visit riverfrontplayhouse.net. And everyone's ready for this one. It's Reading Rodeo time. This year marks the 75th annual Reading Rodeo. Now, some events have already sold out, but there is still lots to do this week. On May 17th, look for Reading Rodeo Wednesday, Extreme Bulls and Barrels. Start time is 7 p.m. The ticket price is $20. And you can expect an evening of action packed with bull riders and barrels as the 75th annual Reading Rodeo kicks off. You can select your seats and purchase tickets online through readingrodeo.com. On Thursday, May 18th, it is family night at Reading Rodeo. start time is 7 p.m., and the ticket cost is $25. Discounted kids' tickets are available only through the box office. Friday, May 19th, is Chicks and Chaps at the Reading Rodeo. Now, this event will run 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and tickets will be available soon for that. On May 19th, the Asphalt Cowboys will kick off the day with a pancake breakfast from 5 to 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. There will be free parking during the time of this event. Pre-sale tickets are $5 and $6 at the door. For more information on the pancake breakfast or a list of their activities, because they're actually doing a lot, visit asphaltcowboys.org. On Friday, May 19th, it's Reading Rodeo Friday. Tough enough to wear pink. Starting at 7 p.m. Ticket cost is $30. Those attending are encouraged to wear pink for breast cancer awareness. And check out the Reading Rodeo Parade on Saturday, May 20th at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. Saturday evening at 7 p.m., join the Reading Rodeo for Armed Forces Night and the final performance of the 75th Annual Reading Rodeo. Ticket cost is $35. So be sure and check out their website, readingrodeo.com, for even more details. Rounding out the week, we have Sunday, May 21st. You can check out the Red Bluff River Park Car Show. The 49th Annual Car Show will run 8 a.m., until 2 p.m. at the Red Bluff River Park. General admission is free, $20 per vehicle to register. The car show is being hosted by the CHVA, Contemporary Historical Vehicle Association, Mount Shasta Region. And that's this week's community calendar.
Okay, well, let me add one more on to it. Today at 10 a.m., is the Special Kids Day out at the rodeo grounds, where kids with disabilities are going to be able to ride horses and be led around on horses and just have food and all types of things. And that's going to be this morning at 10 also. So thank you very, very much, Ann.
Thank you, and have an awesome week, you guys.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, she just went through it great. Everything is happening this week, but again, the special kids. 7:30, Bennett Gooch will call in, president of the Reading Rodeo Association. This whole week, we're going to have different guests on. John Payne, One Arm Bandit.
He's fabulous.
He is. And, you know, I don't know.
What day is he coming on?
Well, I'm going to try to have him on tomorrow. And, you know, the night, and then tomorrow night is the inaugural gala, for the inaugural, Reading Rodeo Hall of Fame.
First time. I think they're sold out. We've got tickets. Yeah, everybody was like, get tickets.
And with that in mind, that's going to be where they induct five people in a bull into our inaugural Hall of Fame. And John Payne's going to be one of them. But so is Red Rock. Who was such a famous bucking bull, out 311 times without being ridden. Finally got ridden by Lane Frost. And the first time he was ridden was right here in Redding, California. No matter what the movie says, he was ridden right here in Redding, California. And if you, when you're at the rodeo this week, if you head on back to where the concessions are, you'll see a chute gate, and that's the one that Lane Frost came out of on Red Rock. So a lot of work has been done down there, unbelievable amount of work by the volunteers.
I mean,
members of the Reading Rodeo.
Yes, shout out to like Bonnie Mason and
Bonnie and Liz. I mean, I hate to even start
picking
with
names. Pick a name
because
out.
There are so many people out there working.
And the gal, Renee, who does the tickets. I mean, I just think people are genius at what they do. I mean, to be able to have people come up all day long, I need five on two. It's almost like a race, like you're, placing bets on a race. I need two in that section. Well, what about that? And I was there the other day, and I was trying to organize some tickets and some parking passes for some National Anthem acts. And I just watched in wonder as she was, like I said, people, what's available on Friday? Well, what's available on Thursday? And that person standing in line could take 30 minutes. And she's trying to pull up in the computer. And, I mean, we're coming down to the wire now. So just be mindful of maybe looking on your computer to see where the seating is and say, if you pick a section out because you're holding other people up, we have a tendency Reading waits to the last minute, but there are certain nights that are just sold out. So
yeah, we're going to be giving away tickets this week. We've got a number for the Saturday night, Military Appreciation Night, and some of them are, but we don't have a lot of tickets, left. But we're going to be giving them away. We'll have them all gone by tomorrow so you can make your plans. But the only thing we want is if you go to the, if you get tickets, please go to the rodeo because there's, we are going to be sold out on several nights. Wednesday night is going to be packed. Thursday night, of course, is the family night. Friday is Think Pink and Saturday Military Appreciation. And it's the last night of the rodeo. It's like standing room only. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank, helping people moving local dreams forward and have for the last 16 years. Four branches, one right down on Hartnell, the main branch, one on California Street, right down the street from us, and one in Red Bluff, and one in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back. Reading, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The only thing micro about this event are the wrestlers. Micro Wrestling is returning to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 17th. This high-flying, body-slamming show will bring you off-the-top rope entertainment. General admission tickets are just $15, plus fees. This high-energy event sells out fast. So call 1-800-280-UWIN or visit windriver.com to book your tickets and stay with us. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Good morning and welcome back to our Monday edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Carl Bott is over here looking at this group of tickets from the rodeo, and I just want to share that, of course, he joined up with the Reading Cowboys this year. So, they got the Asphalt Cowboys in yellow, and they got the, red, and this week we're slammed in the middle of each day. I don't mean slammed in the middle. The two clubhouses next to each other, they work cohesively to put on this big event, and the Reading Cowboys really work so hard. I mean, I was out there the other day because Wednesday is Native American night, and there's all kinds of wonderful dances and tributes, and it's going to be a beautiful night. And I went into the arena, and I got to see the work that has been done in this past year, folks, is phenomenal. Last year we saw that for the first time. We saw some raised areas where they could put VIPs, where the stands were above the stands.
Sponsor places.
Yeah, so we have another one, and if you've ever been over by where the Rodeo Flats is, that's a whole other section that they've added on and elevated with the platform. So that's new, and also they've raised the bar as far as, remember the bull jumping over, they've raised the bar around the arena. You wouldn't even know it, but it's been raised by, I think, a couple feet, but, you can see through it, so you're not... it's not like, you won't even know if I didn't say it. You wouldn't even know.
If there was a world-class high-jumping bull, he won't make it. He will not make it this year. And I've got four tickets right now for Thursday, family night.
Oh.
They actually can sit together, which is kind of part of family night. So I have a family package of four for Thursday night for the Reading Rodeo. It starts at 7 p.m. You want to get there earlier because
you
we
do
all
want to get there early.
Parking there. For the first caller, it's 605-4567. Give us a call for four tickets to the Thursday family night. It starts at 7 a.m. Check your schedule. Make sure you can do it. Because if you can't, I know four other people would love to have these tickets. So,
and the reason we say come early is because what people don't understand, and I've tried to explain this because I rehearsed with three guys that are going to be doing the national anthem with me on Saturday night. I've got a trombone, I have a flugel, and I have a French horn, and it's going to be really cool. I thank you, Pat Karch, for putting the arrangement together and putting those guys. So they came to the house Saturday, and I was trying to explain to them that we think about when we come over in that parking access to the rodeo grounds. Now, remember, you've got all the people that are in the rodeo, the cowboys, the cowgirls, and all of those people that are parked in and around and behind the Civic Center. So if you don't get there early and say it starts at 7, we're going to go, I would say no later than 6 o'clock or you will be parking across the bridge. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is.
But there's plenty of things to do. There's lots of food.
Oh, yeah.
There's entertainment.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Lots and lots of things.
It's better than the fair because you're going to get this just people watch and the whole thing unfolds and it just grows and grows and grows and it's every minute there's a new color and a new moment of awe.
You have I had no idea how much work. I mean, I've been out there and several days this week, but nothing compared to some of these guys. And by the way, the city of Reading pulls in around $8 to $10 million worth of income from the rodeo, and has never once spent a cent on putting the rodeo on.
Liam? Did we have a caller? And who was... I'm putting your name out there because I expect to see you there.
This is William.
William.
Okay, thanks, William. Hey, Lake Shasta is filled to the brim. It's like 3 feet from the top. However, Trinity Lake isn't. And why is that?
Huh, Trinity?
It's complete, you know, and I did not know until today. It was an article in the Record Searchlight. 40 miles northwest of Redding, Trinity Lake is only 39% full, 49% of its historic average. It means it sits 120 feet below the top of the dam. Why? Well, Trinity Lake had 3 consecutive years of drought, the worst on record, and its last good year was 2019, and those years of drought have just drained it. The good news is, it got more water and snowmelt this past year than we did in the previous 3 years combined. The way they fill up, Lake Shasta is a big draining system. While Trinity Lake is a large reservoir, it has a very small basin. It means it fills slowly throughout the year. It's harder to fill Trinity in one season. The Trinity Lake won't get as much meltwater this June as some other California reservoirs because the storms passed over the areas where they need to get dumped on. It only got 120% of its historic snowfall instead of 200% like everybody else. But as long as the snow is melting, they think the lake could reach 50% of its capacity this summer. So it's going to take several years of what we had this year as far as snow and water for Trinity to fill up again. So that's why the Trinity, you know, because people say, why isn't Trinity filling up? Well, it's got a much smaller area than Shasta. Okay, going on. The California Reparations Panel, you know, the other day I said Gavin Newsom said, well, you know, he didn't mention money. It was not, you know, it's not being money in it. Well, he's kind of backtracked a little bit. Oh. He said, no, we're taking a look at all of it. And he just didn't jump on board for the up to $1.3 million per person who was directly connected to slavery, you know, descended from slavery. However, this task force has also said things like do away with bail. Now, the voters said, we don't want to do away with bail, and that's a bad idea. But that's one of the solutions from the reparations panel. Now, the latest one is calling for the state legislature to require all cities and counties with allegedly segregated neighborhoods to submit all their real estate ordinances to a state agency for approval based on whether they maintain or lessen residential racial segregation. So, this is meant to address housing segregation and unjust property takings, systemic racist against Black Californians, and among the most controversial of the housing programs is one that would seemingly hand over control of local land use decisions to a state agency that would approve ordinances based on whether or not they decrease segregation. Well, now, they've already taken over whether you can put in a solar farm or a wind farm in your area. They've already said that, you know, people can build ADUs or multifamily housing without the permission of the city or county. It's just, and then some people want the governor to make the decision on who our county supervisor should be, if there is such a recall, and if it does succeed. First of all, they're starting to collect their signatures. I saw it on Facebook. And now they want to have, but if the recall is successful, then the governor is given a list of people, I guess. Now, the good thing is that appointment only lasts until the next election. So, but whenever that election is. I just don't understand this whole the whole premise. Well, the reason the Dems passed that is because Newsom was recalled. You know, they tried to recall him and other people, maybe what happened here. And so, oh, no, the state knows better than you people. Oh, so I find it I find it disgusting that we can't make our own decisions. I mean, we live here, and you would think that we can make our own decisions of who we want to have elected. And I think we can make our own decisions about where our housing should be. I think we can make our own decisions about whether we want solar or wind farms all around us. There's a lot. You know, we brag about we're like the second sunniest city in the United States. I don't know if that's true, but we're probably up in the top five.
Right.
Well, if they're that sunny, we need to take some of that extra property up there and put solar farms in. And we can do it by eminent domain. They could
right.
do that. They could do that with, under these laws. So, okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than our friends down at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I should say friends. It's friend, Jeff Wurst. He doesn't take chances, whether it's a small chip or a large crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff fixes it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He is truly professional. He's fixed our windshields many times, and I can't say enough about him. For a free inspection and analysis, go on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally run, and a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
How nice. You know, we attended a wedding on Saturday night. It was welcome back to KCNR. I'm just saying, I want to just take a moment to just, like, calm down because we're already, well, I don't know about you, but amped up for Rodeo Week.
We are feeling the stress of Rodeo Week.
Yeah.
Here at the station.
Right. We're triple stacked. A lot of stuff going on. And we're smack in the middle of it, really excited about it. So when you have that song on, I just wanted to share, we went to a wedding Saturday night. It was outside, the hottest day of the year. But the wedding was outside on the river. And I remember one of the friends that was sitting at our table said because it was really, everybody got really amped up and there was like hip-hop and all kinds of Latin and just this really wonderful array of dance music. And we went over and we said, we must be so old, because we just want one slow song. And the DJ said, you mean like slow, slow? And we said, yeah, slow, like that kind of song. But their version of slow was like Killing Me Softly with you know, kind of thing. Okay. All right. You know, I think, Liam, you would get what I just said.
I do. I do. No, I know.
But anyway, so. Welcome back to our Monday edition, 7:36 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott here. You know, I read something. Remember Natalie Holloway?
The girl that disappeared down in like Aruba.
And her mother. I mean, the big search that went on, and I've got to look that up because I started to the main suspect. Is going to be extradited. And it's really interesting because not only did this experience happen with Natalie, there was another gal from, and I'm sorry about not having a name, from Peru. So it was the Peru incident with this particular individual that brought the whole thing into this guy was a repeat offender of just a horrific crime. So,
You know what? He had killed, they got him and arrested him for murder down in another South American country, too. So it'll be interesting because if they could have linked him to that when it was still fresh.
Right.
Because unless some kind of new information has come up, it'll be interesting. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Cindy. Shadows, the general manager of Reading Rodeo, is joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm in the office looking out at all the doings, getting set up for the special kids' day and putting up signs, and it's a beautiful morning here at the rodeo grounds.
Can you tell people what the special kids' day is?
The Special Kids Day is something that we do to give back to the community, and it's a partnership between the Reading Rodeo Association and the Asphalt Cowboys. And we bring children with special needs in to have a rodeo experience. And it's something that we don't really advertise to the public because it's more about the kids today. And we want them to have an experience. They get to ride a horse. They get to do all kinds of fun activities. And it's what we do to get ourselves through this week and to know how important it is to help others.
You know, this has been going on for 50 years, too, this Special Kids Day. I found that very interesting.
It is, and it's something in the rodeo industry that's fairly common in rodeos and that a lot of people don't understand. They come to rodeos and they buy a ticket and get a cold beverage and have a great time. But rodeos across the country, including here in Reading, they are about community. They're about giving back. And that's why all these people volunteer is to make differences in people's lives, not only by donating to charity, but to touching kids' lives and touching a lot of people's lives. And that's what we're all about, and that's what we're going to do to get through a little bit of a warm week. But we're excited about the weather, and ticket sales are amazing. It's just going to be a spectacular week by the river here in Redding, California.
Well, you know, the having just joined the association last year, I really didn't have a full grasp of how much work it takes to put this on. The number of volunteers that are out there, setting up, just as an example for steak night, had to roll the arena, have to put up all of the little vendor areas there, put up all the tables, all the chairs, set up the barbecue, set up everything like that, and then the next day take it all down, getting ready for the rodeo week starting. And of course, today, which is a very, very special day for these kids. A lot of them come on the first time they've ever been on a horse, and their smiles, their happiness is just spectacular. And it's all done by volunteers. All of this is done by volunteers.
Yes, it is. It's a tremendous effort. Yesterday was Mother's Day. A lot of our members spent it in the morning getting everything cleaned up, and the ballet of all of the machinery and the, you know, everything that needs to be moved around in the RVs, and now we start getting the horse trailers, and in the middle of all of it, in the steak feed, John Payne drove into town, and
the one and only
John Payne.
Yeah, you know it's on when John Payne, the one-armed bandit, shows up.
And I love how he holds court when we were at the National Rodeo Finals. I mean, he is fantastic. What an honor we got to interview him. And I really like him.
Wait, I think he's...
He's a special person, a special personality. He has a special outlook on life with everything that's happened to him. And that's kind of what this is all about, right? It's like bringing all the different personalities together and putting on just a great show. This is all about the smiles. That's what the volunteers do this for, to see the smiles on people's faces, and that's the pay that we get.
Well, the joke yesterday as we were running around was everybody's going to get their pay doubled this year. And
absolutely.
And that's right. 2 times 0 is still 0.
And, you know, it's just double 0.
Linda started to mention a couple of names. I said, honey, just don't even mention names, because there's just too many to mention out there. And you see people in their 70s out there moving stuff, and they're out there, you know, with their arm in a sling because they came off a horse wrong. I mean, it is just... Redding has a lot to be proud of, so many different things, but the ability...
A lot to be proud of. I'm looking at our junior association. They're helping set up right now. And, you know, we have our auxiliary and our women's. Everybody just works together with the Asphalt Cowboys, and everybody just knows what needs to be done. And that's what's so great about Redding. And it's not just the rodeo. We've seen it at every fundraising event, everything that we go to, the pancake breakfast. Everybody just chips in, makes it happen, and it's a great place to live.
It is. And now Cindy, if y'all don't know, was the manager of the rodeo up in St. Paul.
Is that St. Paul, Oregon?
Oregon.
Yes, that's
Oregon.
Where I was before now.
And she came down here and has tried to put some structure in our madness. And there are times that, you know, you walk in there and you expect her to have her head on the desk and just, you know, tears coming from her face and beating on the desk. But no, Cindy isn't she has taken this on, and you've done a great job. And we really appreciate everything you've done, Cindy.
Well, it's a great team effort here, and President Bennett Gooch is out. I think he's putting up banners and signs, and
yep.
He's doing some media this morning too. So it takes everybody to pitch in, and I started out on a rodeo committee in Poway, California. I'm not going to say how many years ago. So I've been on the volunteer end. I've been in the administration end, and I just know that it just doesn't happen if we don't have everybody that loves the sport.
And it's a, you know what, it's a daggone good show. And it's going to be, we've got a lot of new things happening this year. Native Appreciation Night, with the, you know, the Marine, Mounted Marine Color Guard is coming back again for, I don't know, 10th, 11th, 12th year. I'm not sure. But they've been coming here a long time. They love it here. So they arrived yesterday, from what I understand.
Yes. There's going to be some special things. We're not going to give all the secrets, but
right.
People will be able to come and see that we've really polished up the rodeo grounds. Skip Barker, who's our – I am going to give Skip a shout-out.
Yeah, Skip Barker needs to have right a shout-out, yes.
He has gone above and beyond to do what we can do to make the rodeo grounds look good to celebrate 75 years of fucking by the river. And there's a lot of volunteers, again, that help him every week, every Saturday, weeknights, last 2 weeks. And I think people will notice that we've – stepped it up a bit here, and we're real proud of this, the history of these rodeo grounds and the importance of them, and we hope that it shows.
Okay. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for calling and kind of starting us off, and we're going to be running here hard to get we're trying to get our arena manager on Thursday so he can talk about what it's like to and I'm working with Baron on that, to what it's like to try and be the manager of a rodeo where things are going on, and they have to go on by a certain time because, again, we're nationally televised. The Reading Rodeo is nationally televised on the Cowboy Channel. So, you know, there's time here, time there, and he's got to make sure the arena's ready, all the animals are here. I mean, it's a huge job, and again, a volunteer. So
absolutely. Yeah. John is great at what he does, and Bennett used to do that, and he's always around to make sure that everybody has what they need. But, yes, we have a precise timeline with the Cowboy Channel, and we also want it to be a great production and it to go quickly and everybody to enjoy it and get their money's worth for their dollar, and it's definitely a lot of work behind the scenes.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, Cindy, I know that you're right in the middle of everything. Thanks for taking some time to give us a call this morning.
You bet. You guys have a great day.
You
thank
too.
You.
We'll probably see you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, now
somebody's birthday is coming up.
If you're looking for, Mother's Day was there, and perhaps you were late, or birthdays are coming up, weddings. It's that time of year. Also, they have incredible squash blossoms. They have incredible turquoise jewelry and silver, just estate pieces. You just browse. Come on in there and browse. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of kitty corner across the street from C.R. Gibbs. Give them a call at 222-2750. They will work with you. That's the good thing. You know, it's kind of like that ma and pa place that's going to work with you.
Locally owned, locally operated, right here in the city of Reading, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
All my instincts, they return. The grand facade so soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At BNT Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Survivor Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, and Linda showing me photos that are making me laugh.
Good. He needs to do that because it's so funny. I mean,
this person,
as I peruse the net, you know, in the morning looking for interesting stories besides, you know, what's going on. We're smack in the middle of a lot of stuff, but, you know, world events and what's happening in other countries. And I understand one of the articles talked about five whistleblowers that came out to testify against Biden.
Against Hunter Biden. Or Biden.
His family.
Yeah.
Oh, the family.
Yeah, millions of dollars seems, or tens of millions of dollars seems, to have been changing hands here. I hope they find out eventually what happened. It's just not blown under the carpet because his name's not Trump. Hey, 8 o'clock, we have Reading Rancheria coming in. You know what? Heck. I got two tickets for Saturday night, military night, for the rodeo.
Really?
Two of them. Yes, and they actually, you can sit together. Which I gave tickets to somebody the other day, and they said, they're everywhere, you know, that called in. And I went, you're right. So I had to go back and go through everything, so they were sitting together.
Right.
But anyway, two tickets for military night. Linda's going to be singing the national anthem with a brass ensemble. It's going to be like nothing you've heard before.
This is, well, not just that. I mean, thank you for that. But this is the closing night of the 75th. It's sold out. So we've got these tickets that were given to us at the last minute for in our media giveaway. And so I'm just saying, again, we're going to reiterate, those people going Friday and Saturday night and the Saturday caller who calls to get this ticket, you need to get there.
Oh,
really, I'm telling you, otherwise, just imagine parking over by the Thai restaurant across the bridge and down the way.
Okay, we lost that caller, so I'm giving away two tickets that sit together on Military Appreciation Night, which is going to be Saturday. Rodeo starts at 7, so call, and phones are ringing again. So whoever called, sorry we lost the last one. What else? what else is going on? There's so many things going on. I don't even know what to say. We talked about the a lot of people want tickets.
Yeah.
A lot of people listen. Get this. New York City. New York officials slammed after homeless vets reportedly booted from migrant hotels. So the migrants that came in and they had homeless veterans in these hotels, they got kicked out for the migrants that have been bussed up there. Now, tell me that doesn't have an impact on people.
We've
like
given
this.
Our tickets away to Heidi.
Heidi.
And we are
going to
ask for your last names and the future ones that we give away.
Well, we just want phone numbers.
Yeah,
so we can remind people.
That's
the big thing. Because sometimes we'll have tickets that are hanging out.
You got to come get them at the office here. I mean, you got to come to 1326 Market Street to get your ticket. Not at the, let's clarify that, Carl. They don't go to the ticket area at the rodeo.
You just pick
they
them
come
up right
to the
here.
Station.
Right. Just pick them up here.
In the morning, please.
This week, of course, like we said, tomorrow is going to be the big bank robbery with the lone stranger and his mysterious sidekick. Stones, good morning.
Good morning. Real quick, I'm not sure if you've already mentioned tomorrow night's Board of Supervisors meeting at 5:30. The Joneses family, they've 60-plus years of firearms sales, et cetera, in their family. So this range is going to be pretty important for the Jones legacy, honestly. This has nothing to do with him being a supervisor, city councilman. It doesn't matter. This has to do with, that's in their blood. Firearms is in their blood. And I really hope people show up tomorrow night. Remember, the Planning Commission voted 5-0 to approve the zoning change for this range. And so I hope everybody shows up and support, or not. Hey, it's a free country. But I hope everybody in Chas County supports it tomorrow night at the board meeting.
Well, I think it's just like, you have to totally separate Patrick Jones from politics. And he has been working on this range, just for people to know. Since I've known him, he purchased that property years ago, over a decade, I think, now.
Yeah, and 13 years.
13 years, and he has been working diligently for 13 years to make sure he gets all the approvals and all that. And it's strictly it's a business thing. Can Redding use a gun range? Absolutely. Of course.
The state can use many more because we have so many new shooters since 2020 in the firearms. You know this. You're a trainer. There's a lot of new people since 2020. So we absolutely do need additional instructors, additional facilities for sure.
Okay. And they're also, I think they're going to talk about hiring, or they're going to make the announcement that they've hired somebody for the CEO position.
Yeah, that's on the agenda. Possible appointment for CEO, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, so pretty important evening. And also, the Second Amendment resolution got postponed due to last-minute edits from county council. So we likely are going to hear that probably June 6th or so. But as soon as we get that solidified, we'll put that out also. Thanks, Carl.
All right, thank you. Title 42 went away, which was keeping people in Mexico until they'd been cleared for COVID and all that. Well, that's gone now. So now a judge has said you can't release anybody until they have a court date. Well, it appears that they may not have to appear in a federal court for at least another decade. Interviewed the Washington Examiner and interviewed dozens of immigrants who freshly crossed the U.S.-Mexico border to get a sense just how long they'll stay in U.S. before the immigration courts determine whether they should be removed or be eligible to remain. And several of the immigrants were willing to show their forms, revealing notices to appear in court reaching as far into the future as 2033.
Come on.
So they come into the country illegally. Okay, you got to go to court in 2033. So they live here for 10 years. using the facilities to, you know, taking a job from somebody that may want it. Yeah, you know, get upset with me. Yes, some of them do come in to take jobs that that we need workers, but others don't, and are using schools or doing all of these things. And our immigration system is totally broken. Totally broken. Well, and I blame the Republicans as much as I blame the Democrats. We got to take a
break. All right. I'm just saying, we're all about, if you want to come across the border and work your way through it, become a citizen, and go about the right track of doing that and being part of our system that way. I mean, we're all about it. Come on. We'll help you. We'll sign up for you.
That's
well,
right.
Come work for us. Please. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
A load of illegal aliens arrived in Washington, D.C. last night. Texas Governor Greg Abbott continuing to send migrants to sanctuary cities up north. One of those cities, New York, plans to open a big migrant shelter in Midtown Manhattan.
The Roosevelt Hotel on East 45th Street, closed 3 years ago, will eventually provide as many as 1,000 rooms for migrants, according to Mayor Eric Adams. The asylum seekers are expected to arrive in the coming weeks because of the expiration of Title 42. The mayor says the city is running out of room and has come up with other plans that send migrants to hotels in other counties. He says the city has now cared for more than 65,000 asylum seekers, already opening up over 140 emergency shelters. Many of his plans have been met with criticism and opposition. Julie Walker, New York.
There is a lot of cleanup to be done in the Texas Gulf Coast community of Laguna Heights following a weekend tornado. Left one person dead, injured around a dozen others. In the Pacific Northwest, a stubborn heat wave will not let go. No relief is expected there for a few more days. It's dangerously hot in the Northwest. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed right now, with the Dow down about 14 points. Well, the NASDAQ trading 16 points higher, the S&P is down a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Argentina's central bank poised to enact a huge hike in interest rates as inflation rages out of control.
Inflation in Argentina has risen to more than 100%, one of the highest annual rates in the world. Its currency, the peso, has lost one-third of its value against the dollar so far this year. At least three times in the past three decades, the country has experienced hyperinflation and the prospect of economic collapse. The current crisis is partially a result of COVID, the war in Ukraine, and a serious drought. But many say Argentina needs to address the underlying causes of its instability, which include corruption, deep-rooted political divisions, and the mismanagement of public finances.
The BBC's Leonardo Rocha. The European Union's executive body raising its economic growth forecasts, saying that Europe did dodge a winter recession that was feared amid an energy crisis. News and analysis, townhall.com. The agency in charge of securing America's airports is testing facial recognition technology at a number of airports around the country.
The Transportation Safety Administration says the technology is an effort to more accurately identify the millions of passengers traveling through its airports every day, and that passengers can opt out. The technology is both checking to make sure the person at the airport matches the ID presented and that the identification is in fact real. It's currently at 16 airports. Critics have raised concerns about questions of bias in facial recognition technology and possible repercussions for passengers who want to opt out. Rhonda Rockstra reported.
French President Macron sees manufacturing as playing a big role in his country's economy in the years ahead. He is wooing investors as he looks to rebuild France's manufacturing base, helping the country to become less reliant on factories based abroad. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 15th of May, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Liam's at the helm. And do you have a special day? Is it a special national day?
We have a few. Let me find a good one. Peace Officers Memorial Day.
Oh, it is. Peace Officers
Memorial
Day. That's
a great one. Absolutely.
There was ceremonies last week. The Sundial Bridge was blue last week in memory of those officers who have fallen in the line of duty. This week is also Military Appreciation Week, with Military Appreciation Day Saturday. It coincides with the rodeo, and we'll be honoring veterans that day. Linda, what's it look like for weather this week?
Good morning. It looks like it's going to be 88 today with overnight lows of 63, clear skies. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 93, overnight lows of 64. And Wednesday, sunny with a high of 95, overnight lows of 64. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 93. And Friday, sunny with 93. Finally, Sunday, another hot day with 97. The weather is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, so I told you about what happened at at Walmart, where they threw me out of the employees' lounge, and you know I was in there. I had a donut and was drinking some coffee, and they wanted to know what I was doing. And I said, "Well, I'm an employee." They said, "Where's your badge?" I said, "I don't need a badge." And they said, "Well, how can you be an employee?" And I said, "It's easy. I was self-checking out. You know, to me, that is, if I do a self-checkout, I'm one of you guys." And they wanted me to put the donut down, and I did. I left half of the donut. I did finish my coffee. And they said, "That doesn't count, you know, going through the self-checkout line." And I said, "Really?" Well, just when you thought things couldn't be stranger. Companies including airports, bakeries, coffee shops, and sports stadiums now have introduced the self-serve tipping option. That's right, where customers can leave tips including the typical 20%, despite the fact that you made the order and the only thing you're doing is maybe, and you have no interaction with an employee. Customers report feeling obligated to leave a tip as they question when and question where and to whom the extra money is actually going. But businesses are increasingly embracing the option to boost pay for workers outside of salaries. He said that are taking advantage of an opportunity, and who wouldn't want to get extra money at very little cost if you could? Because, you know, you order online, you pay online, and now you can tip online for what?
Okay.
Okay. So
you feel strongly about that?
I don't feel strongly about that. I just think you go to the icon, or not the kiosk, not
right?
The icon, but the kiosk, and you order, and you come up, and then they call my name. And I pick it up. Now, if I ordered from the from a person at a fast food restaurant. I mean, how many times do you tip there? I mean, if you got some change left over, yeah, just keep
right.
It. But now they want 20%. Now they're saying you can, yeah, 20% for that, that, you know, that Jiffy Burger or whatever it is. No, that's not something I think I would jump on. Now, down in Santa Cruz when we were there a couple weeks ago, every place we ate, there was only two, but the two places we ate were had a 4% added cost to your meal. And what's that? That's to help to make up from COVID and salaries for their people. So not only are you expected to tip, and we do. We tip at a 20%. Sometimes less if it's just really horrible, but 20%. But now there's another. So now you're tipping at 24%, 25%, because this is an extra thing. They just add to it. You don't have a choice. They're just adding to the meal. You know, adding to your meal.
Tip 20% even if it's bad. In order to support
what?
The owner of the business, because you never know, because a lot of things are franchise owned. They can't help that somebody's decided to like space out or whatever it is for a bet, but I still tip 20%. I mean, when we're being served, and if it's super good over that, you know, of course.
Some places now are saying they're recommending 30% tips. And so that I feel like if there's an automatic question to ask for tipping is, where does the money go to? Does the money go to all the servers and the cooks back there? Because the servers have to share their tips with the back staff.
I think that's a law now,
I don't know. It could be. It, you know, but it should be some kind of writing on there that says, well, this extra money that we're asking you to tip on goes to, you know, and if you tip 20% at a coffee shop, where does it go to? Does it all go to the servers who are already getting, you know, when you pick it up, you know, when you, or does it go to the company? Does 10% go to the servers, 10% to the company? You know, it's just another way of extracting dollars during this this time. So, it just keeps on adding up. It just keeps
on
adding up.
Well, maybe somebody will help us figure that one out, because and tips are taxed. Let me see. Okay. In California, unlike many other states, tips and gratuities are not considered wages. They are taxable, but with another story, employees in California are entitled to receive at least minimum wage as payments for their work. Employees cannot count the tips that employees earn against their wages.
Well, okay, that makes sense. In case you didn't know it, the U.S. Navy is no longer the largest Navy in the world. Who do you think is? China. China now operates the world's largest navy and has for several years exceeded the U.S. Navy in terms of sheer size, a fact that raises a much-considered question as to whether the People's Liberation Army, Navy, can outmatch or simply might be superior to the U.S. Navy. Now, I know our technology is better and our ships are better and all this. It's just like planes. One of our planes can, you know... At least it was. Now, it could be different now. Our planes could encounter the enemy and from over the horizon and shoot at them, where other air forces didn't have that capability. But one thing about if you throw a lot of ships out, which the Chinese are, you know, at some point, mass becomes really important. And since they now have ship torpedoes, or not torpedoes, but rockets out there, yeah, it's just something else. And we are cutting back on our Navy again. I don't understand the reasoning about it. The Marine Corps, my beloved Marine Corps, is cutting back on size. And new weapon systems, and I haven't finished reading the article on this, but I find it interesting that, you know, we have changed our mission to the littorals in such that fighting the war in the Pacific through a variety of different means. We've done away with a lot of the heavy guns, the howitzers. We've done away with tanks. So I find that really interesting, too. And when we get together, we try to when we discuss it, we're just trying to figure out, oh, well, you know, so what's going on? Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll get – I tell you what, let's go to Terry now. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you too. I hope you're having a good week.
Thank you.
Well, it's going to be a crazy week, but, yes, so far so good.
Well, there is a town hall, a meet and greet for Mark Baird, and this is going to be this Saturday at 3:30. Doors open at 3. It will be at the Cottonwood Creek Fieldhouse at 3425 Brush Street in Cottonwood, and you can come in here and learn about Mark's plan for and his platform for liberty. It should be very exciting. We'll be hearing his thoughts and his answering questions about what he sees as the right move for California, and if he were to be a senator for District 1, what he would do. So I think it's really going to be a wonderful event. You have plenty of time to go there and then head for the rodeo. So just want to pass that along. And we're pretty excited about this. So the response seems to be really good. So we will see.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And I heard Mark yesterday on
We the People.
We the People. And,
yeah, we did a podcast. I sent it to you. I sent the podcast we did on Mountaintop Media that explained his platform.
Well, no, this he was
to be, if he were to be the senator in District 1.
Well, but this was
About fires.
About fires, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And it was extremely interesting. If you have not heard that, but the story on fires on and then and talking about what happens if the retardant is taken away. All these things that these, you know, that there's elements of the national agency of the in the I guess the national well BLM and but the National Forest Service is suing themselves over this retardant, and I mean it's incredibly obtuse, but. Anyway, they're suing to stop the use of retardant. And
yeah, so let me get this straight. They're suing
themselves
with taxpayer money that we give them. So,
and by the way,
we're paying both ways.
If it's an environmental suit, the cost of the lawyers goes up exponentially.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's not like $200 an hour. It's
like
$700 an hour. So I find this just – I just find – I just sit back and I don't even know what to say. That's why I'm sitting here, you know, blah, blah, because it's so weird that people would actually want to do that at the beginning of fire season.
Yeah, well, the thing is that, you know, and again, it's taxpayer money for the suit and taxpayer money to fight against the suit, and they're fighting themselves. It's a clown car that we need to get off of. It really is.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Terry.
You bet.
Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, Judy's been helping people since 1993, and she has got a well-oiled machine, let me tell you. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We have insurance with Judy. We're real happy. She has helped out friends of ours with their homeowners insurance, especially with that fire part of it. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance, or how about your retirement plans or 401ks, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation, 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman of the Redding Rancheria. We are so proud to have partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Rodeo Week, featuring an opening prayer and national anthem, all in traditional Native languages. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community, so we couldn't be more excited by this partnership, from grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events. We are invested in the community and its people. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curi the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Come celebrate with old friends this May for our 30-year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long.
And a chance to win $300,000.
You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton whiskey and block beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman of the Reading Rancheria. We are so proud to have partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Rodeo Week, featuring an opening prayer and national anthem, all in traditional Native languages. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community, so we couldn't be more excited by this partnership, from grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events. We are invested in the community and its people. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good Monday morning to everybody here in the North State. How are you doing? And those of you who are streaming, and we do have friends abroad that listen as they're traveling and so on and so forth. Good morning. Oh, it's a beautiful day in Reading, and we're going to have temperatures around 88 today. All right, yeah, 96 on Sunday, so we have 90s throughout the week. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. It is rodeo week here, and we have a lot of, you know, triple-stacked events happening today. We start off with the special Kids Day, and we have guests that are rearranging, and we're arranging, so we'll take your calls. Totally. We gave some tickets away. We've got a lot of stuff going on, so get ready, you know, strap on. Strap on your guns.
Sit down, and hang on.
Yeah.
You know, I said Reading Rancheria is supposed to be with us today, and I was convinced of that. And then it's tomorrow. Reading Rancheria will be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So, that's on me, sorry. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. And they have that home fall prevention program. Now, we say this every day, and why do we do this? One, this program is ongoing, and the whole mission of this is to help seniors and people with disabilities not fall at home. not be injured have to leave their homes. If you're interested in this, it doesn't cost anything to those participating in it. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. I don't even know where to get going on this week. I mean, this thing is.
What are we talking about?
Well,
like,
we've got a mission this morning we have to accomplish. We have several things that are happening that impact on our community and on us. I guess the biggest one, not the biggest one, but one of the ones that just that nags at you, is up at IGO at the Veterans Cemetery. The chapel is still closed, my friends.
Light some fire under somebody to make it happen now?
The Dallies are trying, according to Bruce Ross, but it's been over a year since this thing has been shut down. Oh, it's construction delays. It's supply delays. For it's been over a year, my friends. And what's this mean? This chapel that was built, and not at the cost of the government, but by Senator Maurice Johannesson and a bunch of people around here that donated material and their time. It's a beautiful structure. Somehow the fire warden said they didn't have enough pressure in the
water system.
In the water, for the sprinklers for fires. Well, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 5 exits from this very small building that people can get out of. Okay, here's your bureaucracy. Nope, you can't do it till it reaches a certain pressure. Now, how hard is it? How hard is it to put a pump in there that can pump up the pressure? Well, it's been well over a year now that it's been going on. All the rain, services were held out in the rain instead of being able to bring in their loved ones, their honored veterans, into that chapel. So now it's getting up into the 90s. And guess what? People are still dying. People are still being buried out at IGO with no place for them to hold their services except outside. Well, we have a fan. It's outside. And it's a small pavilion. And if it's raining, the rain's over, but now the heat. And, of course, the chapel was air-conditioned or is air-conditioned. At least it was a year ago. Who knows now? When you don't use something like this, where are all the pews? Where is everything out there?
Really,
Have we come to a point? Where are the pews? Well, they've stored them someplace. So have we come to the point where veterans and the friends of veterans, we need to go out there to IGO as a group and start getting on the news? Do we need to occupy the chapel? And then we're not leaving until you open it up, till you finish this, to at least workers show up? Is that what's needed to do it? And I tell you what, if that's decided by somebody else, but if it's decided to do that, I'll be there. I'll go in there. I will take my...
Do your show live from there.
I'll do the show live from there. I will sit in my in a foldy chair with my one of my favorite beverages, and we'll sit there, and people will bring us, support food and drink. But is that what's needed to do that? To get our chapel open, it has been a total...
Cluster.
Since they started it. And you think, okay, you can close down, even though it's kind of specious reasons, but okay. But just get it fixed. Well, now it's over a year. And it's time for people, we got Shasta County Combined Services, veterans. We've got people that are, been writing letters, making phone calls, and we'll get it open as soon as we can. No, you've been saying that for over a year. And maybe it's time to start, I know that the Dallies know about it. I've been assured that they're working on it. But, this thing about, how it is with construction. No, that's not good enough anymore. Yeah, that's okay for a year. But they have said it's going to be open. It was supposed to be open last December. Then they said February. Then they said April. And there's still no work being done on it.
Really? No movement? No workers
movement.
Out there?
No movement. Unless they're out there today.
Why can't we just say, get private people to go out there, you know, get a grant?
It's because they have given the job to a construction company, and they won't give the name of the construction company.
Oh, is it?
Is that
phantom?
That's a secret.
Is that a phantom?
It's a phantom company.
Well,
no,
then,
it's not. It's a company.
What if all the veterans came together and they just did it themselves?
That doesn't make – you can't because they've already got a construction contract out there, and then they wouldn't let you do it. But maybe it just takes a bunch of people
really
holding
like the name
signs
of,
for a week,
right,
and getting it on TV and maybe even national TV saying, why is the state of California keeping a facility closed at the Veterans Cemetery in Northern California? It's totally a story of ineptness, no oversight, and nobody really above us caring. So we'll keep you informed about what's going on. Maybe you can join us out there.
That's probably,
we could run shifts. It would be like a strike there.
That's got you churning.
It's like the strike down at, you know, at the county.
Well, one of the articles I read this morning, and I'm not sure, you know, you read things, but you know, like let's get five or six accounts. Is that, you know, some of the homeless veterans that were giving, and I think you might have.
I did.
Just,
I hit it.
Yeah.
They lost their home
yes.
before the illegals
yeah.
that came.
Yeah,
across.
And so for those people who like, and I have to say, it was so nice. We had some friends that went to Paris, and they sent you that they were at Normandy, and they sent you a really nice note. That I mean, I think a lot of times you hear stuff. But when you see it, when your boots on the ground and you see the acres and acres and acres of those white crosses, each one of those white crosses represents a soul that gave their life in a campaign for our country. Now, can I talk about something? Okay, 31. I got to talk the next segment. I'm going to talk about cell phones the next segment.
Okay, hey, you're getting ready for fire season. You want to clear some land. You got some work you need to do that's going to take some machinery. Well, visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They've got it all there. Great couple running that, a young couple. They've grown their business, and the reason they have is because of customer service and really helping people get the job done. It's NorCal Tractor and Equipment, located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed. But I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday night. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Ray Stone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
To do your dirty work. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Today, the 15th of May, 8:35 in the morning. My thermometer on my computer says 66, but it goes up quick because we're going to go up to 88 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I got to stop by there today or tomorrow and get my hair cut. They work by appointments only, so it works on my schedule. You can give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and their man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. I don't know. Have you heard about the what happened in New York in the subway? This guy who had been arrested numerous times, including assault, I mean, over 40 times, been arrested over 40 times, assaulted a 67 or 70-year-old woman somewhere out there, was arrested, and they said, you've got to go to this mental rehab center, and they, you know, for 50 days, and on the second day, he walked out. Well, they knew who he was. He was on the subway. And he went berserk one day. And members, the people in the car who felt threatened, you know, attempted to subdue him until a policeman could get there. And this one Marine who had him in a, you know, had his arms around him, around his neck, in a, quote, chokehold. And then two or three other people also were assisting holding this guy down. Now, and then the guy died. So his name is Jordan Neely, the one that died. And Jordan Neely was African-American, and as were some of the people holding him down were trying to control his actions because they felt threatened. Well, the guy that had the, quote, chokehold on him was a fellow by the name of Daniel Penny, a former Marine that was going to school there. And they've just set up, and he was just charged with second-degree manslaughter. Now, I have a feeling that in New York that, you know, if it hadn't been for the press and the protest, would he have? They originally did not arrest him. And so now they arrested him, and they have charged him with second-degree manslaughter.
Mm-hmm. He turned himself in.
Well, he did after they said,
yeah.
You know, I'll answer questions. And then He turned himself in, was arrested, and released on bail. And his they started a Daniel Penny's Legal Defense Fund. And so far, it has raised $1.92 million to help him with this defense.
Now, well, I saw
he did not intend to kill this guy.
No, he said, I read, of course, you know, again, what we read, and then that's, again, there's five different ways to report something and use a word that could slant it differently. But what I had read this morning was that he said, I would gladly take a bullet and throw myself in front of, he was threatening women, he was threatening to kill babies, he was threatening...
He's threatening people.
He's threatening people, and I don't know, at which point when people threaten and say things like kill, isn't it serious?
Now...
Until it is.
Yeah, until he does something, and then at that point it's
too
late.
Oh, well, we should have done, you know, I mean, this guy is military...
A former military.
Yeah.
He was a former Marine. He's going to school there. A second-degree manslaughter conviction in New York requires a jury to find that a person engaged in a reckless conduct that created an unjustifiable risk of death, consciously disregarded the risk, and acted in a way that was grossly deviated from how a reasonable person would act in a similar situation. If he's convicted, he faces up to 15 years in prison. Now, if they were in Shasta County and came up with this, and the same thing happened, that somebody was, you know, was attacking people or threatening to kill people on the street, and people were felt trapped there. Imagine being in a subway car. Where are you going? The guy, you couldn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that you did that. I mean, Penny was not trying to hurt this guy. He was just trying to hold him down. So, unfortunately, it happened, and nobody should die on this. But on the other hand, people should be able to protect themselves. So, I think that hopefully a jury, if this goes to a jury, and it will, that it will come up, and he will be released by saying that this is not some, you know, the average person. When we teach reasonable fear versus bear fear in the use of firearms, reasonable fear is that you have the same fear that you're going to be injured that any reasonable person would have. Bear fear being is that you are, you know, you see something happening or something around you, and you react strictly from a premise that really isn't true, like a clown walking down the street and you're really afraid of clowns. So you shoot them. If the clown, though, is coming at you with a machete, that's a different thing. So what this one is that with a reasonable person trying to protect himself and others, as the other people that also were on this guy, how would they react? So I would hope that New Yorkers would say, well, nope, it was pretty reasonable. This guy's been arrested 40 times, and he's threatening and all this other stuff. Oh, no, he was just begging for food. No, he was threatening people. That was clear. So, yeah.
I want to talk about what's happened or what I see happening in our society, and I really don't know... Because I don't know the answers to this, and I'm not judging. This is me coming from observation. All right, so, and this is a generational thing, I'm sure of it, but going out into a restaurant and observing how many kids and people have their face in a cell phone. It is astounding to me how many people have lost the art. I don't think we saw that in Europe, Carl. Do we see it in Europe as much as we see it here?
Well, I tell you what, they're on their phones a lot, but I don't remember seeing in restaurants that we were at.
Restaurants, cafes, they're engaging. They're engaging in conversation, and what I'm witnessing It's how many people are checking. What is so important? And the next question is, leave the table. We've had arguments over this, even Carl and I, because, you know, you're at work and you're worried and things are happening. Leave the table. I mean, you know, because I think, in my opinion, it's like, you know, what's more important? I mean, there's been times I've been in business meetings and my phone and I realize I'm in the middle of something and I'll say to the person across the front table from me, I'm sorry. This is something about the so I was like engaging and asking their permission. Are you okay with this? But what I'm seeing, too, is that kids, young kids, people are giving phones to their young children, and the young children the entire time, this is where you're teaching your children that it's okay to be disengaged. I mean, what is wrong with having your children engage in the food experiment, the manners experiment, the experience, and that grows as a human being? Because what is that easier for you to just not have to deal with your children, to have them with their face in a phone, and that keeps them entertained? I'm not really sure. I think that's a problem we're having with attention deficit disorder, a separation anxiety. I saw it actually just recently. I'm not going to say where. Somebody's phone was taken away from them, and it had a moment of a meltdown. They were melting down.
A child.
Yes.
Okay.
Meaning probably young adolescent in a situation. You and I were in the same room.
Like
I don't
four
know.
Or 5 year old.
No. No, it was probably somebody 11.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And had a mini meltdown. Like you could see the face, like you know. And then it was interesting because once that individual was then got their attention shifted onto something else, it wasn't like you were taking their arm away or their focus shifted. But I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to.
Well, it's just like everything else, I think.
To that people have just lost paying attention to the, like, it's easier to let your children sit in front of a TV, easier to let your children just get lost in a cell phone, and I'm not so sure that that's really great in the big picture of their life.
It isn't. You know, they should, you know, again, here we are. We don't have children with us, but, and I didn't have cell phones when my daughter was growing up and all this. However, it ought to be is that there's certain times the cell phones aren't there, and one of them is mealtime, and it starts when they're old enough to understand what a cell phone is. That means their parents putting away their mm-hmm. cell phone because there was an adult at the table who had his face in it all the time, too. So, anyway, we got to take a break. Hey, Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and stocked with fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. Also, all types of veggies, herbs, and much more at Gold Leaf Nursery. Plus, they just got the new statuary in at Gold Leaf Nursery. Bird baths, all types of water, fountains and water, whatever they do, you know, you put in front of your house, you know, and that pours water down the wall. They've got it all there. Water features, that's the word. It's a Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road. It's just a quarter mile from Airport Road. It's open Tuesday through Saturday. Good people down there. I think they're, in fact, one of them is a member of the Pipes and Drums, the Northern California Pipes and Drums. We'll be right back.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack.
A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Look forward, face up at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Hey, look, let's get ready to rumble. You know,
you love that.
Megyn Kelly is taking up Hollywood star Charlize Theron's threat to blank anybody up who dares to challenge or question drag queen performances for children. Now, I don't know about you. I would pay money to watch Megyn Kelly and Charlize Theron get into the ring and battle it out. I would pay money. I would do a pay-per-view. I'd get all my friends, and it would be like $1,000 a ticket, and we'd all put money in just to watch them come out and battle each other over this. Charlize Theron in this on TV said that, you know, she would F up anybody that had anything that wanted to stop these. And Megyn Kelly goes, whoa, wait a minute here. Drag queen shows and for adolescents in schools is wrong. And it, frankly, it is. Even some of the drag queens are saying, nah, it shouldn't be, you know, these are for adults only. And they're doing some really, you know, you're seeing some reports of really weird things, videos of things happening, including superintendents being fired over letting this stuff happen. But Megyn Kelly accepted the gauntlet. Come on. Try it. So, yep, I would. I'm thinking of a pay-per-view where they come in and they raise money for our education system. or whatever. I don't care. All right. Okay, that's it. That's all I had. That was, I almost shot my final round on that one.
I just think that there's a time and place, and, I've done shows with drag queens. But it was at a gay bar. I don't know. I think that.
Well, you sing in Hollywood.
I've sung with the San Francisco. So my point is that as a child, when you have children, I think that you can make choices. And I feel that what's going on with our society is why are there so many, maybe that's why kids are have separation. They just can get into their little world of whatever it is. It's so important in the development of a child, to be able to have for the parents to be able to say, I don't want that, and why is there always a name calling of something that maybe you just don't want to have your children exposed to? Why does it have to be bad if you don't want it? To each his own, there are reports. Anyway, I'm kind of elaborating on it. But
well, the thing is that, if not say anything, you look down, drag shows have been around a long, long, long time. But when you start forcing it on adolescents in schools, parents should have a right to say it. And some parents don't care about it. That's fine. But some parents do care about it. And that one video that came out of this guy thrusting his groin into this little girl's face. Mm. Come on. At what point is too much? Well, if the fact of having them in a school with children that young, in my opinion, is way over the top. General Milley, who said that there will be no drag shows paid for by the military on bases, yet they still happen. They pointed out several that have happened, and he was going to take he had no idea it was happening. And then the Navy, of course, got a lot of publicity that they're having a drag queen guy, sailor, on active duty, become one of their social influencers, which was also a hit the news heavy. I don't know. Sometimes I just laugh when I'm looking at this and I just laugh and I think about all the things going on in the world that this is such a distraction. We've got a border that is bringing over, that is open and allowing sex trafficking, human trafficking, fentanyl. How many more years is every year going to be another year that we set a record for overdose deaths? In America, the last 2 years, over 100,000. Where is the anger on that? Where is the anger from families and organizations that say that fentanyl is killing us? Fentanyl is killing our children, killing our youth, killing people of all ages. And there's an open border where tons of this stuff comes through. When you used to read about we caught 1,000 pills. That never even makes the news. It's when it's 700,000 pills that are coming across, or the amount of fentanyl enough to kill a million people in our society, that people are shooting up all the time, and they're shooting up fentanyl, and they're shooting up with heroines because it gives them a bigger high. Yet we keep that border open. You don't think the drug cartels are making hundreds of millions of dollars by taking people that are coming across the border and forcing them to carry with them bags, packs full of fentanyl? That's not the one. That's not even including the people they snatch away and put into human trafficking, either as workers or sex workers. It's incredible, and the Biden administration seems to think that's okay. But guess what? Republicans, you had a chance to do something about the immigration question. You've had the House, the Senate, the presidency, didn't do anything. Nothing.
There was, I don't know if it was on Facebook. I'm not exactly sure where this came out recently in the last two or three days, right here in Reading, about a woman putting on that, it was Mother's Day yesterday, actually I read it, that her 16-year-old daughter was walking home from something, and two guys drove up in a van, two guys, and there's pictures of them with their van and a, I think even their license plate, I don't know how somebody was able to take that or zoom in or whatever, and that they had asked her to get, they help her get something out of their van.
71% what?
So 71% of Americans say illegal immigration is unacceptable, and we need immigration reform.
71%. So that means there should be a 71% change in representatives.
So does that mean that our system's broken, or it's just like, what does that mean?
Well, if that vast majority believe that the system's broken, I pretty much believe the system's broken. I think the system's
broken. Mean,
you think the
system's
broken.
I do think
broken.
The system's broken.
So we've got like 100% just in here.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, we got to run. Tomorrow, Reading Rancheria will be on, and hopefully we'll get John Payne, the one-armed bandit, who is 15 times the PRCA Act of the Year. So everybody, look, have a good day. It's going to be 88 degrees today, and God bless America.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me.